So, Genesis chapter 31 and verse 36. And Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee, I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction, and the labour of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight." And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children, which they have borne? Now therefore, come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee." And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, "Gather stones." And they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jergash Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Galid. And Laban said, "This heap is a witness between me and thee this day." Therefore was the name of it called Galid. And Mizpah, for he said, "The Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent from one another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee." And Laban said to Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold this pillar which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us." And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. Amen. May the Lord bless this reading. Jacob, as we have seen, had gathered his family, his belongings, his flocks, his servants, and he had begun the long journey back to Canaan, the land of promise, the land of his birth and his home. He was journeying from Syria in the north down to the promised land. Laban, however, his father-in-law, was not prepared to let him go so easily. And with a band of men, he chased Jacob and would certainly have done him harm had not the Lord intervened and warned Laban in a dream that Jacob was under his protection. I wonder how often the Lord protects us from an unseen danger or a calamity that we don't even know about. The Lord looks on his people. This is something that's worth remembering. The Lord looks on his people and he says, if it isn't for their good, it's not going to happen. Isn't that a wonderful thought? If it isn't for their good, it doesn't happen. When Laban was unable to provide any evidence of Jacob's wrongdoing and confessed that he knew that the Lord was with Jacob, it seems from the narrative to embolden Jacob, and it seems as if Jacob gives voice to all the pent-up wrong that had been done to him by Laban over 20 years. He justifies himself, as it were, from the ill treatment that Laban had made of him. And after this public air of grievances, the men make an agreement to do each other no harm, to let bygones be bygones, as it were. And the agreement or the covenant is marked by a raised heap of stones, a pillar and a heap of stones, and a shared meal, which is often the a picture of fellowship and agreement, a shared meal. And after that, Laban and the band of men leave Jacob and his family and return to their homes. We know nothing more from scripture about this man Laban, about his life or his death. He just disappears now out of history. And Jacob, we do know about. We know that he's probably 97 years of age now, and it is his story that we are continuing to follow in these Bible chapters. It is his history, and it is the history of God's promises, of his dealings with his people, and of the coming Saviour that takes our full attention now. And Laban has no more part in that. Have you ever wondered how many people have lived and died and spent their lives and gone into eternity? And maybe a few, like Laban, we learn about in history, we encounter them because they cross the path of God's people. But most people like that are forgotten. Do you ever think that that in itself is a reason for you and me to give thanks that the Lord has been kind and good to us to teach us about the Lord Jesus Christ? So many people lived and died and knew nothing about the things of God or the things of Christ. But the Lord has taught you and me these precious truths. He has brought us to hear the message of the gospel and to show us the way of salvation. We are privileged amongst the millions that have lived and died upon the face of this earth. We are privileged to have heard these truths spoken, explained, and preached to us. Let us not despise God's mercy in having done that for us. In many ways, the life of Jacob is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a picture in the sense that Jacob is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jacob explained the way he had looked after Laban's sheep all these years. And he cared for those sheep, even with his own life and his own well-being, because they had been placed into his charge. He protected them. He suffered for them. And he gave an account of everyone that was committed to him. And that's a lovely picture of another covenant. Not the covenant made between Jacob and Laban, but one made between God the Father and God the Son, by which God's chosen people, by which God's sheep, the sheep of his flock, were placed under the care and responsibility of the Lord Jesus Christ. so that our Saviour protects and feeds and leads and even suffered and died for our protection and for our well-being. Jacob was a mere man looking after a flock of animals. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, caring for the souls, the eternal well-being of men and women and boys and girls. As we read these scripture passages, let us always be on the lookout for examples of the Lord's goodness and mercy, in type and in picture, as we follow the history of grace and the faithful promises of our God. Amen.